Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Senate lawmakers in New Mexico recommended larger pay increases for judges, prison guards, and state police, and greater spending at the district attorney's office in Albuquerque amid growing concerns about urban crime. The state Senate Finance Committee endorsed amendments to a House-approved general fund spending plan for the coming fiscal year. The new $6.3 billion budget proposal would increase general fund spending by just over 4% for the fiscal year starting July 1st. That $259 million spending increase would leave the state with reserves equal to 10% of annual general fund spending. A spokesperson for Governor Martinez said Saturday that the administration was reviewing the new budget recommendations from the Democrat-led legislature. The governor can veto the bill line by line or in its entirety. The legislature has until noon on Thursday to send the governor a budget. The Albuquerque Journal is facing a major backlash after publishing an editorial cartoon last week. The cartoon shows a couple being held up by members of a gang and a terrorist. The man in the cartoon tells the woman he thinks their assailants prefer to be called dreamers. That's how many young people who were brought to the U.S. as children describe themselves as dreamers. New Mexico Senators Martin Heinrich and Tom Udall and a host of other politicians blasted the paper for running the cartoon. The Albuquerque chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists published a letter condemning the paper's decision to run the cartoon. May Ortega is their chapter president, and she talked about reactions to the cartoon with Elaine Baumgartel.
I'm hearing a lot of the words racist, bigoted, and ignorant. And it's not just here. NHJ New Mexico has been tagged on Twitter and on Facebook from people, Congress people, and politicians from around the country who are just disappointed. A lot of people have called this garbage also. So it's not, the reaction hasn't been positive.
Well, the Albuquerque Journal went on to publish a news article about the backlash, and the editor-in-chief, Karen Moses, issued two statements saying the cartoon was intended to spark debate and that they were sorry it inflamed emotions instead. Is that enough?
No, and I get where she's coming from. She wanted to inspire debate, but not for these reasons, right? This isn't even a debate. I feel like it's just a lot of anger. She apologized. I get that. But there's still a long way to go when it comes to righting this wrong. If this happens again, we'll have to hope that they learn from this instance, address the situation properly, and apologize, actually say, sorry, we ran this type of content. And honestly, I just hope it never happens again.
Well, so you reached out to the paper demanding that apology and also a retraction. What's the status of that?
No retraction. Ms. Moses replied to me and basically copy-pasted what she had said in a statement already. She really stressed not to connect this to their journalists, to their reporters.
This is that idea that the editorial department at a daily paper is separate from the newsroom, the opinion. So this was an editorial cartoon.
It's obviously racist. The people in the image, the so-called dreamers, are Hispanic thugs, for lack of a better way to say it. The editorial department does represent the paper, you know, to a certain degree, to a large degree, is what we've learned lately. Part of the paper's responsibility is to report the facts and be fair and be accurate. That's the most important part of being in news. So the depictions in this image are just wrong. They're false.
What do you think, what would be the way forward for the Albuquerque Journal? What should they do to prevent something like this from happening again?
I feel like there should be a whole new system, because the way that this seems, and the way it works at a lot of newspapers, not just the journal, is that, you know, editorial board picks an image. Moses said that there are three people on their editorial board. Look at it. They say, this is good. Let's do it. Maybe another set of eyes or two get to look at it, and then it runs. Like, off the bat, having people of color would have just nipped this in the bud. Someone would have been like, this is racist. And maybe even having working together between departments, maybe going to anybody else outside that three-person team and asking them, is this cool, would have helped. So we really, really need diversity in our newsrooms and a better process for these things.
Thanks, May.
Thank you, Elaine.